This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now we're joined by the Round 4 Rising Star nominee and son of a gun, who was himself a son of a gun too. It's Sam Darcy.
Bumps a high one to the pocket.
Mark that.
Even if it's marked, which it is, by Darcy. Oh. Good hands.
Darcy.
Wow. Have a look at Sam Darcy's miss. Oh, what he's showing us already is how much more talent he's got than his father. And I don't think any of us ever doubted that, by the way.
Puts a long, high ball inside 50. Darcy. Yes. Very strong.
Yeah.
Sam Darcy plays on. Left foot snap. Goal. He's got three.
Now, Sam, I get asked all the time, are you going to be better than your old man? And my answer is already better. And you'd agree with that.
We'll run with that for sure.
No, you can't say that, Jim.
Already.
226 games, best and fairest winner, great ruckman.
Never taken marks like that.
Well, and Sam in his 10th game. Guess what? Sam is the first Rising Star nominee whose father was also a Rising Star nominee, Jim.
That's good effort.
That's good, isn't it?
How are we going with it all? It's good to see you back healthy.
Thanks, Jim. It's definitely good to get some continuity with the body over pre-season and, string a few games together to start the year.
You've had some weird-ass stuff
weird.
Go wrong. You had issues with your feet and then you had a bloody punctured lung. You must have gone a while there thinking, when am I going to get a proper run at this?
Yeah, I know. I felt at times I was a bit cursed last year, but I've gotten through it all now and, happy days.
Who'd you play on Saturday? I was at the game. I just couldn't see.
No.
Who were you on there, Simi?
A bit of blitz halves in the ruck, Henry and DeKoning. So
three,
floated around a bit.
Three goals. Very, very nice there indeed. I like that. I tell you, the neatest player in the AFL. Riley Sanders. You've seen him, Jim? Shorts, beautiful, tucked in jumper, socks up.
And ran the wrong way.
Yeah, got the old school look as well. The black boots.
Did you mention to him at like the next break, what the hell are you thinking, mate? It's AFL footy. You can't kick the ball the wrong way.
Yeah, after the game, I was like, mate, that's going to be all over social media. And he had a good laugh about it after.
Hey, you didn't want number 14 at the Doggies, Sammy?
I think Westy had it, and I was pretty happy to go with number 10. So spoke with that.
All BS aside, and we do talk a lot of it on this show and on this station, indeed. It's an amazing thing that you're playing at the same club that your dad and your dear old granddad, who we all love,
David,
played at the same club. That must be an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it is. When you think about it, it's definitely pretty special to be able to follow in the family name and play for the football club. So I'm sure all the family proud of that.
Does the old man, I hope he doesn't, but has he ever just mentioned to you that you might want to go about it a different way?
In terms of what?
Just on field, does he try and give you any advice as to how to play? Because Bill once famously said to his son, like playing for Geelong in the reserves, you've just got to get better. That was Bill's advice. What does your old man come through with?
He's pretty laid back. He doesn't not over the top at all, doesn't give heaps, but when he's always there though whenever I reach out and ask for things, so he's good.
What about mum?
I think mum's, from what I've heard, she's tough to watch the footy with. She gets pretty emotional, but she's good.
Well, that's one side.
Yeah.
And the other side's your old man. You took that magnificent mark and kicked a goal and with a slow
nothing.
Hand clap. What hell's that about?
He didn't give it much, did he?
No.
I spoke to him this week.
Gave it nothing. Now, amazing family. Your sister's incredible rower. What's she up to?
Oh, yes, that's right.
She's actually over in the Gold Coast studying at Bond Uni. So that'll be good for her. I think she's enjoying it over there.
And still in the boat? Or has she realised that that's the hardest sport in the world to do and decided to hang the oar up?
Yeah, I know she had a pretty successful run at St. Catharines, but I think it took a toll on her, so she's given it up for now.
And little Will, of course, Will and my youngest bloke Fred were very tight.
Right.
Back in the Gladiators days. How's his footy going?
Yeah, Will's going well. He probably trains as hard as any 16, 17-year-old I've ever seen. He's pretty fanatical with it, but he's loving his footy at the moment.
All right, we're going to take a little break with Sammy because we'll find out a bit more about the Dogs
and
a big game coming up for them, of course, Friday night.
Mm.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill, stop talking.
Sam Darcy, Western Bulldogs young star, has stuck around and they've got a huge game on Friday night against Essendon at Marvel Stadium.
Thought you were pretty good, actually.
Very good.
Darcy, the Dogs, unlucky actually late not to steal it, but against a very good opponent, I reckon you would have taken a lot out of that game.
Yeah, no, definitely a lot of learnings to come out of it. You know, good for us to stick at it and push right into the fourth quarter. But it's some good things to take out of it going forward.
Libba 35, Bont 35, mm-hmm. Treloar 37,
yes.
Dars kicks 3. Mm. And they were coming. They were nearly going to get there, but the catch just too strong. Did you see Jezza Cameron out there just going and doing whatever he wants? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, he was pretty nice, Jezza. Yeah, he had his way with us out there, so have to get another body on him next time we come up against him.
You've also got an extraordinary record against the Bombers. I think it's like you've won the last 10 games in a row, was it? Like, it's a ridiculous number. So Friday Night Lights, the brightest of the AFL week. Are you ready for it, Sammy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, hopefully we'll all be ready to go under Marvel on Friday for sure.
Who'll have the edge there, Jim, do you reckon?
Oh, my God.
Well, the poor old Bombers, they've dropped off a bit. They only kicked 6 goals. They'll come out snarling. It'll be a good game, this one.
Well, what about Libba? Speaking of good games, that's one of the most extraordinary games any of us have seen. 23 clearances, I think it was, and 28 contested possessions, Sammy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a freak, Libba. We absolutely love him and admire the way he goes about it at the club. So, hopefully his body can keep sticking up and he can keep doing it for us all year.
Do you understand him when he speaks?
Got to look down. Nah, he's one of the funniest blokes you'll ever meet. But we love him.
And funny as in jokes or just him?
Him, the whole package.
Hey, I'll tell you what else has been, lots of things have been fantastic, but Buku Kamus.
Yes.
What an extraordinary story this bloke is. It's taken him 6 years on the list to finally arrive at a permanent spot. From South Sudan, moved to Australia when he was 6.
Yep.
A Category B rookie. Sammy, he is awesome.
Yeah, I absolutely love seeing the way he's gone about it this year. Him and Liam Jones have seemed to form a great connection back there. So, absolutely love what Buku has been doing.
And quite a random unit, from what I understand.
Buku, he's similar to Liver, but one of the funniest blokes going around. So, we love him.
Funny blokes there, Darcy. Crikey. I'll tell you, another one is Cody. We like him, Waitman. The old knackers sticking out, but we love the way he goes about it, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Flea. Yeah, he's...
Flea Waitman.
Good work. And the coach, how's he going, Flea? We always a must-watch, Luke.
Yeah, no, Bevo's going well. He was... pretty positive post game. You know, you can obviously get frustrated after a close loss like that, but we try and take the positives out of it. But Bevo's going well.
And you a gather round fan as we all are.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That was first time playing at the Oval, so that was amazing. The atmosphere and just the whole atmosphere in the city with the gather round. So it was pretty incredible how many. Up and about the city was.
And your mum and dad, I saw them in the hotel. Were your brothers there as well? Who else was there?
Yeah, both brothers, mum and dad, all came across. I think they were there from Thursday to Monday, so they got the whole experience. I think they loved it from all reports.
Got a girlfriend, Sam?
Nah, I don't. Not at the moment, Bill.
Why do you ask, Bill?
Well, good-looking lad, playing AFL footy, plenty of... How many numbers you got on Insta?
Nah, not a heap at the moment.
All right.
He's still living with mum and dad?
Yeah, he's still with mum and dad, or he moved out?
I moved out around May last year, Sammy. With two teammates, so it's been good.
Who have you got in the house?
I've got Luke Cleary and Jed Bustlinger, a few guys from
Big Jed.
Nice. Big Jed, yeah.
And are you over the bridge or in the main part of
Melbourne? In Williamstown, so nice and close to the club. So,
one even got a girl.
No. Just, the door should be spinning.
You need to get yourself back over on the mainland here.
Yeah, mainland.
Yeah,
no, you'll be right. Worry about your footy.
Yep.
Hey, mate, well done.
One week at a time.
Fantastic to see you playing as well as you are, and good luck Friday night against the Bombers.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Bill.
Oh, yeah, Sammy. See you, mate.
Bulldogs young gun, Sam Darcy, joining us on the Rush Hour. By the way, Bulldogs fans, make sure you head along Marvel Stadium Friday night, 7:40 p.m. as you host the Essendon Bombers.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.